Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Joe the Tree Boxer.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People applying Rotary's model of service above self.
And today our special guests are Red Hook Rotarians David Wright and Nikki Weaver. And we'll be talking about tomorrow's Apple Blossom Festival and their fantastic therapy dog program that the Red Hook Rotary Club is a part of.
That's right, among other things that Red Hook Rotary does. And good morning, Nikki Weaver.
Good morning, Jonah.
How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm fine. And good morning to the president of the Red Hook Club, David Wright.
Good morning, Jonah. Good morning, Sarah.
Nice to have you all here. Let me just point out that Jonah is also a member of the Red Hook Rotary Club and a past president.
They try and keep that a secret. No.
Well, they won't keep it a secret because they've allowed you into the club, but I'll never tell.
It's part of their generosity and charitable
it
nature.
It is.
So let's start out by first talking about tomorrow's Apple Blossom Day. What is Apple Blossom Day?
The celebration of Apple Blossom Day came up approximately 25 years ago, and it was a celebration of our apple orchards. We had at that time approximately 20 to 22 apple orchards and farms. Now we're down to, I believe it's 4.
In the Red Hook area.
In the Red Hook area, and we do celebrate the blossoming of the apple flowers and the trees, and that's where apple blossom came in.
And I suppose that it is a symbol of spring.
It's the first outing of spring for the village and town of Red Hook.
And the whole community is involved, aren't they?
The whole community, and people come in from different states.
It's one of the community days that Red Hook has during the year. Apple Blossom Days in the spring, and then Hardscrabble Days in the fall.
Now, Hardscrabble comes from the fact that Red Hook used to be called Hardscrabble because if you put a spade or a shovel in the dirt here, as my contractor told me, when he had to do some work around the house, you come up with tons and tons of rocks. It was very tough to farm up here.
Right.
But still, we had intrepid people who had Apple Blossom, and we had Apple Blossom Day. Has Rotary been involved with Apple Blossom Day, Nikki Weaver, from the very start?
No, we started Apple Blossom Day, the festival was formed about 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Chamber of Commerce did it in the beginning, and they left it because they also did Hardscrabble at that time. They couldn't do both events.
It's a lot for a volunteer organization. Yeah.
So let's talk about tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, May 7th, Apple Blossom Day. People come into the heart of Red Hook at Routes 199 and State Route 9, which is East Market Street and Broadway. And what are they going to find when they get here?
They're going to find local merchants. They're going to find the churches having flea markets on all their grounds. They're going to be finding food concessions and also outside.
Oh, don't skip over the food. That's Sarah's.
Yeah, I know.
Priority.
I was going to say, whoa. Let's talk about the food and drink for a minute. What kind of vendors are going to be there?
We're going to be having candied apples. We're going to be having sausage and peppers,
barbecue.
We have pulled pork, spare ribs, chicken, cotton candy, right.
And Veteran Rotary's Master Chef Glenn Goldstein is going to be preparing something.
Yes, he's going to be preparing for the foundation of Red Hook, and we're going to be making kielbasa.
Oh.
And where is that going to be? Where are the food vendors centralized, or are they sprinkled throughout the village?
Our food vendors are right there in the center of the village, just before you hit the 199 and Route 9 light.
In the municipal parking lot right next to the village building. And I think a big attraction also is we'll have a stage for, I think we have 4 bands and a dance troupe.
Yes,
no
right.
kidding.
Right.
So it's from 10 to 4 on May 7th, and it's we can't point out too much to our listening audience that it's rain or shine, you have Apple Blossom Day,
right.
No matter what.
Route 9 will be packed, it'll be slow-moving vehicles, but really the whole community comes out. The churches will have their yards open for flea market type of sales and their own food concessions, and there'll be a lot of outside the area merchants also.
And it's free.
It is free, and plenty of parking.
Plenty of free parking, and a lot of the community organizations do come out also and have booths with flyers and, and information and people there.
Politicians.
Oh, yeah, well, both.
What do they do, politicians, pray tell?
They shake hands and kiss babies.
Do they?
That's right.
Oh, just checking. I just want to make sure nothing's changed.
The Red Hook
political climate.
That's
okay.
Right.
It's alive and well.
They'll be there with the information about the candidates. And
uh-huh.
In the past, we've had blood donations at the library.
The blood mobile will be right there in front of the Griffin's Insurance That's right on Route 9, right on Main Street.
Now, I just want to jump back to, since the Rotary's in a leadership position with the Apple Blossom Day, which is this year will be tomorrow, May 7th, from 10 to 4, rain or shine, in the heart of the village of Red Hook. But this is a response to an example of how Rotary clubs within their own communities are also meeting the needs of the community. When you said that the Chamber of Commerce had originally created the event and basically, you know, there are just so many people hands on deck to make things happen, and Rotary really stepped up so that it wouldn't be a loss to the community. And I know it's a big annual event. People talk about it, you know, all during the early spring, waiting for it to happen. But Rotary, you know, being an international organization, all Rotary clubs are also very plugged into the initiatives of Rotary International, basically clean water, annihilation of polio, and helping out with poverty. But also our very local communities. When you're involved with Rotary, and anytime there's a fundraiser, a lot of those funds and initiatives go right back into the communities that we live.
So I'm very proud to say Red Hook is very, very active in the local community.
Well, talk about some of the other things. You all know. I mean, you're all three in the same club. I'm in a different club, in the Millbrook Club.
Well, we'd love to have you join us for breakfast Tuesday morning.
Oh, I have, Joan, and I remember, I think I got up at 4:30 a.m. That's called friendship.
So to answer your question, I think that's a great example because, Nikki, we saw that the event may disappear. The chamber wasn't able to take care of it anymore, and there was a concern that it would just go away. And we saw what a great community day it is, brings out the whole Red Hook population for the most part. Mm-hmm. There's over 1,000 people, I would estimate that.
Really? Yeah.
And Nikki Weaver basically took the bull by the horns, really, and brought the day to Rotary, and Rotary has sponsored it and organized it ever since, led by Nikki Weaver.
Uh-huh. Now, Red Hook Rotary President Dave Wright, tell us about some of the other events that have come up during the year that Red Hook Rotary takes a hand in and to help the local community and also help people around the world. Let's start off with our Citizen of the Year dinner. What's that all about?
That's another great event that we have. It is a bit of a fundraiser. It started off maybe slow, but now it's a big hit, and it's a sellout every year.
That's October 25th on a Tuesday evening.
Okay, and it's Citizen of the Year?
Yeah.
And obviously, you as a Rotary Club, do you select under secret, you know, behind closed doors? How do you get a Citizen of the Year?
We open it to the public, and the public will
fill out
a form and nominate somebody.
Really?
And then Rotary will decide who that individual is.
And very often, it's a non-Rotarian.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Almost always it's a non-Rotarian.
Yes. And the applications right now are available mm-hmm. at the town building and the village building.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we'll have them at the Rotary Club booth at Apple Blossom Day.
Tomorrow morning,
starting at 10 o'clock. But by the way, our listeners would like to come and say hello and see what I actually look like.
All right.
Stop by. Apple Blossom Day, 10 to 4.
Did you know, Rotary Club may or may not know, Jonah has a huge fan club.
I know, firsthand, and my mother is one of the biggest.
She's the president.
One of the biggest fan. So I'd like to say hi, Mom.
Hello. Hello, Dave Wright's mother. All right, so now some of the other events besides Apple Blossom, which is tomorrow, and the Citizen of the Year dinner.
What else goes on?
That recent tragedy in Japan, and then the Red Hook Rotary Club kind of just passed the hat at one of our club meetings, and shelter box cost $1,000, and we were able to raise the money in excess of $1,000 that morning. And
sponsor another shelter box.
Tell
us what a shelter box is, David, for our listeners that don't know. And that this is another great, it's something I'm very proud of.
Right. What I'm especially proud of is that originally we said, okay, we'll pass the hat, and whatever we come short of $1,000 for the shelter box,
the club will kick in.
From the treasury. Everyone put in money. We had more than $1,000. And as Dave can tell you, a shelter box is the size of a steamer trunk. Looks like a big Tupperware.
Right.
Tupperware.
Yeah.
The cats are in there as a tent that sleeps 10. And what else?
Essentials for water. Their ability to get
provisions.
Water. Provisions that can...
Survival kit.
Large survival kit, actually.
I believe the stats are for 10 people for 6 months.
Right.
their provisions for, and it weighs 100 pounds. I mean, I can pick it up, you know, and it is. It does look like a big old gigantic box that you'd store your Christmas ornaments in. That's what it reminds me of, a gigantic Tupperware. And that is something that Rotary does on a global level, and so many of the local clubs contribute to that initiative, because anywhere in the world if there's a crisis or a disaster, there's a global network that is dispatched immediately, and Rotarians with these boxes are able to get boots on the ground out into the most desolated and completely polished off areas, immediate care.
It's very rewarding for us. I think you can see we do the community events on the local level, but if there's a need worldwide, the little Redhook Rotary Club of 27 members can act pretty quick.
You know, we'll find out more about all the great things Redhook Rotary does in just a moment. But first, let me remind our listeners that they're in tune with Radio Rotary and Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast and on iTunes at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treboss, and my co-host is the lovely Sarah O'Connell, and our very special guests are Nikki Weaver and David Wright of the Redhook Rotary Club. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Cairo, Chester, Chestnut Ridge, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland Hyde Park, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
I'll be with you in apple blossom time.
It's apple blossom time in Redhook.
Redhook Rotary invites you to their annual Apple Blossom Festival.
Saturday, May 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Food, fun, and entertainment, and all at no admission charge.
And there's plenty of free parking, too.
That's Redhook Rotary's annual Apple Blossom Festival.
Saturday, May 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the heart of Redhook.
I'll be with you.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio. Welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I am Sarah O'Connell, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Treboss. And today we're talking to fellow Rotarians who are also members of the Redhook Rotary Club with Jonah, sitting president David Wright, and a member of what we call our Miss Rotary in this part of the county, Nikki Weaver.
A past president.
A past president. You see, I learned a mover and a shaker. All right, you two. We've talked about some of the great things that your club sponsors and how responsive your club has been to the global and the local needs of our communities. I'm going to get a little bit personal with Ms. Weaver here. I understand, Nikki, that you're very involved with Miracle Dog, Miracle Dog Project?
Therapy dogs.
Okay.
Which are miracle
dogs. They are miracle dogs.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And the club is very proud of our therapy dogs, one of whom we made an honorary member.
The mascot.
Yeah.
I thought you were the mascot. What is that?
Member.
Is he hip chucking you out of the way there, Joe?
She is an honorary member. She has her badge.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, what is this project or this initiative? Just tell us what it is about.
Well, let me first tell you how it began. Several years ago, we needed to do a project for the community. I had a wonderful dog puppy, and I was saying, well, why not have therapy dogs, not knowing what it entailed. And I did have a golden retriever, which I still have. She's now 13 years and 4 months. And I started bringing her around to the Baptist home and the Thompson house and several other facilities.
Which are local
Nursing homes. And then she kind of graduated as a therapy dog. She was tested, received her registration, and then she started participating in the dog therapy at Northern Dutchess Hospital.
And where do you go to get the credentials?
I went to Therapy Dogs Incorporated in Wyoming.
Okay.
And
what do you mean? You went there?
No, I emailed them.
I emailed them,
and they told me what we had to do, and we went through all the testing. And then she went to a certified tester, and she passed with flying colors. And she got her certification.
So that's done locally?
That's done locally, and it was a very, very hard test for
And
her.
If somebody wanted to know more about how to contact this person to have their dog trained and tested, where would they go?
They can contact me. I trained my own dog. They can do that also, or they can send it out to be trained.
Okay. Can you give us some information how somebody could reach out to you?
Sure. Anyone can give me a phone number. You call me at 845-756-5381.
Give us that phone number once again, Nikki.
845-756-5381.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We'll be sure to repeat that before the end of the show.
Now, what type of dogs are usually profiled for this type of activity?
It could be any dog. We now have 10 participating at Northern Dutchess Hospital. They go from poodles to little pug noses to golden retrievers. And
at any age?
Well, they have to start when they're 2 years old. They have to be 2. That's when they act. But I have to emphasize, they do not have to be certified to go into a nursing home. Any dog that is accepted by the activities director in a nursing home can go through and visit the patients.
So, Nikki Weaver, what does a therapy dog do in Northern Dutchess Hospital? Walk us through a visit that you take with one of the dogs, like Molly and Sheba.
All right, I'll take Molly through. Molly, okay. As we get out of the car, she carries her own leash and brings it into the lobby. She goes to one of the directors and asks them to put the leash on her. She puts the leash on her, and off she goes. She stops at every wheelchair. She stops at every bed. She stops at the nurse's stations. She gets her little goodies at each stop. She then visits the people that are just out of surgery or patients that have other inflictions, and she sits with them.
And how do the patients react to her?
They absolutely. Well, let me tell you two stories, just two very short stories. One story was that we went upstairs to the therapy room, and a young woman had a stroke. She was in her 30s. She could not move her left hand. She was petting Molly with her right hand, smiling and mumbling. She couldn't talk very well. And Molly wouldn't let her touch her, so Molly kept backing up and backing up. Finally, Molly went to her left hand and nudged her hand. The woman picked up her left hand with her right hand, put it on Molly's head, but pet her with her left hand.
Which had moved before that.
Which had not moved before that.
A real miracle.
A real miracle. Physical therapist was crying. It was unbelievable.
That's
so it's like
story.
The dog knows.
She
the
knows.
Dog knew. Yeah.
Karen,
is this your golden?
This is my golden.
Yeah.
I bet you Molly's a big hit with the kids as well in the pediatric wards.
Molly has two special patients. One has spinal bifida. She's 32 years old, and she has another patient that has Down syndrome, and they both live in their private facilities, and she visits them on Saturdays, and social services called us, so we went over, and Molly has picnics with them on Saturday afternoon. The young woman that has spinal bifida, would not go to work, would not wear her braces. She right now is wearing her braces. She's going to work every day. And as far as she knows, Molly's hers.
That's her dog.
And she calls Molly up on the telephone.
Well, that's the kind of thing that makes us all proud to be
around. Well, I always think Golden Retriever, I'm partial because I have one. But I think the
you have right here.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't say that they look like your owners. Don't go there about puppy dogs.
It's just, there's a great photo of Molly at the RedickRotary.org website.
Oh, that's great. So that's wonderful.
Molly's semi-retired right now.
Uh-huh.
And her sister, Sheba, she was trained, and she's taking over.
Okay.
Not quite as good as Molly yet, but she will go on a chair so that the patients will be able to touch
uh-huh.
her.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, that's one of the great initiatives of Red Hook Club.
And I was going to say, how are they involved? How is the Red Hook Club involved with this? Because you take Molly, or you take Sheba and Molly to the facilities.
It's mostly all Nikki's doing. The club supports her, but she really is out there alone with Molly.
I guess we have to put Sheba for honorary membership.
That is true, I think so.
Yeah, she was doing wonders also. Very good. We had a woman with Sheba that wouldn't talk. And she just wouldn't talk. She hadn't talked in 6 months, and her daughter asked us if we can bring Sheba in, brought Sheba into her room. And she still didn't talk. We turned around and we left. We were like 10, 15 minutes. The daughter comes running out. Her mother said, what a beautiful dog.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah, have you always had dogs?
I have always had dogs.
Your whole life?
My whole entire life. We stopped having them after I got married because he hated dogs. Did not want to have a dog in the house. And now, he always tries to tell everyone Molly's his. It's not mine.
Yeah, being Corey Weaver, he's an honorary member of the club as well.
That's right.
Yes. He absolutely loves the dogs.
I'm sorry. Related to the therapy dog program that we have, Nikki Weaver and Dave Wright from the Red Hook Club, we have a medical assistance program. Tell us what that's about.
The medical assistance program is something that we formed approximately 3 years ago. There were a lot of children and adults that were in medical need that could not afford either their co-pays, an ambulance to go into the hospitals or the doctors, and we didn't know how to help them.
Mm.
So what we did is we formed the medical assistance, and what we do now is we could buy the debit cards, I believe they're called, at the pharmacy?
Yeah.
At the pharmacy, and it will pay for the co-pays. Also, if someone's in need of transportation, we will transport them, and if we're unable to do that, we pay for an ambulance to transport them.
Well, that takes a lot of coordination. Is there a committee set up that helps handle this?
Mostly Nikki spearheads this committee also, which is probably...
Are you two in the club, or is it just Nikki and Molly?
I show up to radio studio every week. That's my contribution.
Yeah. Right. I think I saw the need, because at that time, a few years ago, some of my best friends had children that needed some help. And also, a couple years ago, with the ambulance, one of my... I didn't know her that well, but she knew of me, and she called me, and she needed an ambulance for her son, who was... 34 years old with no money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we've helped several children so far, and we are now in the process of helping two others that are located in our area.
Now, speaking of helping children, we have a spaghetti dinner coming up for children who are afflicted with cancer.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that, Nikki.
Okay, we're going to be having a spaghetti dinner. It's going to be on May 14th at the Tivoli Firehouse. It's going to be either takeout or eat-in. There'll be spaghetti, salad, French bread, meatballs, sausage. Also, we're going to have brownies with ice cream.
Oh, you know what? Listeners, I'll be there making a special guest appearance. I'll be the one with the bib around my neck.
He's so shameless, isn't he, Dave?
That's right. Speaking of Dave Wright, our president at the Red Hook Rotary, why don't you invite all 38,000 of our listeners and untold millions around the world by iPod to attend a Red Hook Club meeting?
I would love to. It's Tuesday mornings, every Tuesday morning at 7:30 at the Apple a Day Diner located in Redick, New York.
South Broadway,
next to the Dunkin' Donuts.
It is a terrific breakfast, by the way. I mean, I make fun that I had to get up at the crack of dawn. I did, because that's friendship.
That's
friendship.
Yeah, wait. Spend 2 hours deciding what you're going to wear.
I did not.
I live in Connecticut.
And I have a dog. I got to deal with my dog in the morning.
For those who might not be in the Red Hook area but still want to join the fellowship and fun and service of Rotary, go to Rotary.org, ROTAY.org. Click on the club locator button. Find out where your local club is. Join us. You'll have a terrific time. So, one last time before we get off the air, invite us to Apple Blossom Day tomorrow morning. What time?
It's going to be at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be over at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And It's going to be the day before Mother's Day, so bring your mom and treat her to a hamburger or a pork chops. What is it?
Food, music.
Yeah, anything. Everything. There's going to be everything small.
Free admission.
Barbecue.
Free rain or shine.
That's right.
Free parking. And we'd love to have you come by and say hello. And to Nikki Weaver and to David Wright, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary.
Thank you for having us.
And tell us, Sarah O'Connell, who do we thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, this week Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Poughkeepsie, Red Oak, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treibwasa, thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
During the first week in June, the United States honors CPR and AED Awareness Week. On Sunday of that week, June 5th, HealthSave will offer 7 free CPR classes of 1 hour each. Check the HealthSave website to register for the 1 hour class of your choosing on June 5th. It's all free, and you'll be on your way to becoming a true lifesaver. Go to HealthSave.com to register, and remember to leave the E off of save for emergencies.
Newburgh Rotary Club invites you to their delicious Taste of Newburgh, featuring an extraordinary assortment of local culinary indulgences.
The food and fun starts at Mount St. Mary College on Powell Avenue in Newburgh on Sunday, May 15th, from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m., and admission is just $30.
Remember the date, Sunday, May 15th at Mount St. Mary's in Newburgh.
For more information, visit www.tasteofgreaternewburgh.com. That's www.tasteofgreaternewburgh.com.
Join us for a fun-filled book festival in the village of Millbrook on Saturday, May 14th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Fun for all ages. Meet critically acclaimed and best-selling authors and attend lively discussion panels and readings. Find surprises around the corner in Book Alley. See a theatrical production. Dine in one of Millbrook's many fine restaurants and visit the unique stores. Don't forget to join us on Saturday, May 14th at Millbrook's Book Festival.